Recorded.
Very good. Okay. Welcome, commissioners, staff, and members to the virtual 16 September 2022 plenary session of the Florida Building Commission. The focus of the September meeting is to review and approve proposed revisions to the 2020 approved energy compliance software necessary to incorporate the 2022 to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. As always, we will provide an opportunity for public on each of the commission's substantive discussion topics. If you want to commit a comment on a specific substantive commission agenda item, please wait until the facilitator invites members of the public to speak at the appropriate time throughout the meeting. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Public input is welcome, but should be offered before the commission begins discussion or there is a formal motion on the floor. With that, Jeff, would you conduct roll call?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Shock.
Yes, here.
Okay. Commissioner Batts.
Here.
Commissioner Boyer. Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Fisher.
Here.
Commissioner Gross.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hershberger.
Here.
Commissioner John. David John. Thought I saw him on phone. Okay. Commissioner Langeal?
Here.
Commissioner Marker? Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
Commissioner Swope? Ryan? Here. All right, Commissioner Tolbert?
Here.
All right. Let me check one more time. Commissioner John, David John, I see your name. Are you on? I'm going to mark in his presence since we see that he's on. All right, so that's 12 of 14 commissioners. So that, Mr. Chairman, certainly constitutes a quorum.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, would you now review the agenda proposed for the September commission meeting?
Yes, sir. Today's agenda is to approve the agenda and then to review and approve the revisions to the 2020 approved energy compliance software necessary to incorporate the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, and then if there's any additional public comment. That's the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the September 16th agenda as presented and posted?
Schiffer.
Brown moves.
Brown, Schiffer, I heard. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to approval of energy code compliance software for the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. At the April 12, 2022 meeting, the commission voted unanimously to initiate the rulemaking process for Rule 61G20-1.001 Florida Building Code adopted pursuant to Section 553.73(8) Florida Statute to update the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code to include the U.S. Department of Energy new HVAC efficiency requirements. At the June 2022 meeting, the commission voted unanimously to adopt the approved code language pursuant to Section 553.73(8) Florida Statute to update the Florida Building Code 7th edition 2020 to include the U.S. Department of Energy new HVAC efficiency requirements as proposed and revised by DPPR staff and to proceed with rulemaking for Rule 61G20-1.001 Florida Building Code adopted. At this time, the Commission will need to approve proposed revisions to the 2020 approved energy compliance software necessary to incorporate the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. Specifically, the Commission is being asked to approve proposed revisions to, first of all, Bright Suite Universal 2022 using its Bright Energy Florida 2022 module for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements for single family new construction using the performance method. Next, Energy Gauge Summit 7.5 for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements using the FEC total building performance method, the FEC prescriptive method, the FEC component performance alternative method, ASHRAE's prescriptive method, and ASHRAE's energy cost budget method. Finally, Energy Gauge USA version 7.5 for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements using the R402 prescriptive R value method, prescriptive total UA alternative method, performance method R405, and ERI method R406. The Energy TAC reviewed the Wright Suite Universal 2022 using the Wright Energy Florida 2022 module for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements of the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for single family new construction using the performance method and is recommending approval. Jeff will now explain the process and facilitate public comment to subsequently the commission's discussion. Jeff, if you would.
Yes, sir. So I think since the, as you described, the Energy TAC reviewed this morning is recommending approval. We can hear from the applicant if they'd like to say anything, and from Mo, from staff, and then we'll take any commissioner questions, any public comment, and then the commission can make a decision on the software once we do those things, Mr. Chairman. So if we wanted to start off, is Michael Schnittman here and wishes to speak briefly regarding the software that Energy TAC is recommending approval for?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Schnittman. I'm director of HVC software development at MyTech RightSource. So like with Universal software, which is our main application, combines HVC system design modules like manual J load count, manual D tag design, manual S efficient selection with energy code compliance module. And we are applying today for approval of our Wright Energy Florida 2020 module with update that includes support for 2022 supplement to the 7th edition of FPC. So if anybody have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Great, appreciate it. Mo, did you want to say anything before I ask the commissioners for clarifying questions?
Again, this is Norman Johnny. We did, as a staff, reviewed the software with the vendor, and based on our review, it's clearly that the changes have been incorporated in the program, and the program is functioning well. So we recommend really approval as the TAC did. Thank you.
Does anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, Mr. Chairman, I think we would seek the motion then.
Okay. If there are no further questions, Commissioner, Is there a motion to approve the Right Suite Universal 2022 using its Right Energy Florida 2022 module for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements of the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for single family new construction using performance methods? Is there a motion?
Skipper will move it.
Is there a second?
Fisher second.
Schiffer and Fisher, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
Jeff, this is David John. I got my microphone working, I hope, now. So I am here.
We counted you as here, so very good. Thank you for letting us know. Okay, Mr. Chairman, our next one then is Energy Gauge Summit 7.5, which is if Swami would like to say something on this, and then Mo, and then we'll follow that process.
Briefly. This is Muthuswamy Swami, Program Director, Florida Solar Energy Center. Yes, we have incorporated the 2022 supplement changes for the system, including adding the new efficiency unit, CR2, and HSPF2 for split systems under 45,000 and under 65,000, and demonstrated it to Mohammed Ali. So it's ready to go once you all approve. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Swami. Mo, go ahead.
Yes, as Swami stated, staff and Swami, we did review the program together, and we assured that it's functioning and as also incorporate the changes as stated in the supplement as approved by the commission, and we recommend approval. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? All right, Mr. Chairman, I think we're ready for the motion.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, Commissioner, is there a motion to approve Energy Gauge Summit 7.5 for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements of the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance methods: FEC Total Building Performance Method, FEC Prescriptive Method, FEC Component Performance Alternative Method, ASHRAE Prescriptive Method, and ASHRAE Energy Cost Budget Method, and to authorize staff to approve non-consequential changes to the software as needed. Is there a motion and a second?
Schiffer will move it.
Fisher second.
Schiffer, Fisher, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries.
Okay,
The Energy TAC reviewed Energy Gauge USA version 7.5 for compliance with the residential building energy requirements of the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance methods: R402 prescriptive R value method, prescriptive total UA alternative method, performance method R405 and ERI method, R406, and is recommending approval. Jeff?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. So we'll hear first from Jeff Sunny from FSAC, and then from Mo, and then public.
Yeah, hi, Jeff Sunny representing the Florida Solar Energy Center, and as stated, we also incorporated the 2022 supplement in Energy Gauge USA, including CO2 efficiencies, so we are requesting approval for the methods noted. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Mo?
Yes, Mohammedani, this is mainly to state that really we did work with the Florida Solar Energy Center staff, Jeff and Rob. We reviewed the changes to the program, and all seems working, and it does really reflect in the supplement and was approved by the commission, so we recommend approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment? All right, Mr. Chairman, I think we're ready for a motion on this one.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to approve Energy Gauge USA version 7.5 for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements of the 2022 supplement to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance methods: R402 prescriptive R value method, prescriptive total UA alternative method, performance method R405 and DRI methods, R406, and to authorize staff to approve non-consequential changes to the software as needed. Is there a motion and a second?
Schiffer will move it.
Fisher second.
Schiffer, Fisher. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we can move on to commission member comments and issues. Are there any commissioners who wish to make any comments or identify any issues for discussion or clarification for the next commission meeting? Okay, hearing none, we can move on to public comment. The commission welcomes your comments on its actions or any other topic under the commission's purview and authority. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to speak, please identify your name when Jeff asks, and he will stack the list of names for public comment. Is there anyone who, from the public who would like to speak? Okay, seeing none. Next meeting focus. The October 11, 2022 meeting will focus on the Commission's regular procedural and substantive issues and any rule development initiatives. The October meeting will be conducted on site at the Holiday Inn in Gainesville, Florida, coinciding with the TAC meeting for the code amendments 10th through the 13th. And with that, if there's no further discussion from anyone, we can stand adjourned.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. Thank you, everybody.